Hello and welcome to Parsha for Non-Revertans, where we spend up to 5 minutes discussing Parshas Hashavua, so you don't come to the table thinking, wait, what Parsha is it this week? We'll start with a brief recap of the Parsha and then move on to a short thought. I'm Esther Kurtz, your resident non-Revertan, and let's do this. Parshas Vayera is jam-packed with drama. We start 3 days from where we left off in the previous Parsha. Avram had given himself a bris milah. Now, 3 days later, 3 malachim come to visit him. Avram and Sarah prepare a fancy suda. One malach heals Avram, another tells Avram that Sarah will have a baby within the year. Sarah laughs at this, and Hashem is not too happy with that response. The third malach is tasked with destroying Sodom and Gomorrah and rescuing Lot and his family. Avram tries pleading and negotiating on Sodom's behalf, but apparently they were that bad and unredeemable. The Malachim arrive at Sodom. Lot welcomes them into his home, which is against city rules. The city inhabitants surround his house, insisting he let out the guest. But the Malachim strike them with blindness. The Malachim then tell Lot their mission to destroy and rescue. They get Lot and his family out of town and warn them not to look back. Sodom is then destroyed. Lot's wife looks back and is turned into a pillar of salt. Lot and his 2 single daughters shelter in a cave. Assuming they were the last people in the world, they get their father drunk, seduce him with the intention of repopulating the world. They each had a resulting son. Each became a nation, Ammon and Moab. Getting back to Avram, he moved to Gerar, and the king Avimelech took Sarah, who was once again presented as Avram's sister. Avimelech and his entire palace got a disease, and Hashem appeared to Avimelech in a dream, warning him to return Sarah to Avram, which he did. He also gave Avram many gifts. At this point, Sarah conceives and gives birth to Yitzchak, and Avram performs a bris milah on him when he's 8 days old. Mazel tov! Yitzchak grows up and Sarah sees that Yishmael is a bad influence, so she tells Avram to send him and Hagar away. It's hard, but he does it. Hagar and Yishmael are in the desert. Yishmael is near death through dehydration. Hagar is near despair, and a malach shows her a well with water, and Yishmael is saved. Next up, Avimelech makes a treaty with Avram that they won't harm each other for 3 generations. Avram agrees with him, but mourns him over wells that Avimelech's people stole from Avram. We're almost done, and here's the most exciting part. Akedas Yitzchak. Hashem commands Avram to sacrifice Yitzchak, which he readily did, and at the last moment Hashem said, stop! Phew. Hashem promises Avram big stuff for passing this test. Last tidbit in this parsha is Avram finding out that his sister-in-law had given birth. One of those kids was Besuel, who is Rivka Imenu's father. Now let's talk kids. A parent reading this parsha can understandably be conflicted with the incident of Gerush Hagar v'Yishmael. Yishmael was Avram's kid. How could Sarah even suggest that? She's a mother. Does she have no heart? There are unfortunately many kids at risk these days. Is this the Torah's parenting suggestion? It was definitely a question I had for years, until my husband shared a vart from the Nitziv, which, when you look at the words in the Pasuk, it's just beautifully mind-blowing. So the Pasuk says that Sarah says to Avram, send away your servant and her son, because he will not inherit with Yitzchak. Then the Pasuk says that this matter concerning his son was very hard on Avram. The Nitziv reveals that there's a whole conversation happening that you don't realize that explains so much more. In that first Pasuk, Sarah says, your servant and her son. Here she's invoking the halacha that the lineage of a maid goes after the mother, and therefore telling Avram, he's not your son, you need to send him away. And Avram finds it really difficult and refers to Yishmael as a son, and the Nitziv explains that Avram remembered that he had sent Hagar away, and when she came back, he freed her from servitude and married her with a ksuba, which would make Yishmael his son. Both Sarah and Avram are agreeing on the same point. You don't send away a child. Sarah's argument was that he's not your son, he's a bad influence, and therefore he needs to go. Otherwise, the question would be a non-starter. Take from it what you will. I just find this hidden conversation a thing of majesty. There's always so much more to the pasuk that meets the eyes. Wishing you a good Shabbos. See you next Parsha. Have questions or comments? Email me at emunah4nr@gmail.com. That's emunah4nr@gmail.com.